Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, January 31st, 2019. On this day in 1930, 3M began marketing Scotch tape. As communicated by the Administration of Justice on request of the Berliner Zeitung, a total of 2,026 slash and stab weapons and 144 other weapons were seized at the Moabit Campus of Justice last year during admission controls, including the Criminal Court, the Tiergarten District Court, the Administrative Court, and the Public Prosecutor's Office. In addition, there were almost 7,000 other items classified as dangerous, which may not be taken into the courts. Until the end of 2017, the number of weapons seized was only ever estimated because there were so many. The estimate was based on 7,500 weapons and dangerous objects per year. For the first time, the Administration of Justice now has exact figures of individual fines, albeit not of all courts in Berlin, as part of the security framework concept for the Berlin judiciary developed over the past 2 years. The concept should lead to a better protection of the employees of the judiciary, but also visitors of courts in the future. According to the new statistics, there has been a noticeable increase in the number of weapons and dangerous objects found at almost all the district courts listed. In Neukölln, for example, the detailed listing of the fines was not started until the end of May of 2017, and they were taken from the visitors of the courts at the entrance. 388 knives were discovered by the staff at the entrance in the last 7 months of the year. The total number of knives in 2018 was 766. The total number of weapons and dangerous objects found at the Neukölln District Court from the end of May to the end of 2017 amounted to 826. In the previous year, a total of 2,423 were found. The family courts in Berlin listed in the report, the district courts Tempelhof Kreuzberg and Pankow Weissensee, also recorded an increase in the number of dangerous objects found. In 2017, 241 knives and 462 other dangerous objects were registered in the district court of Pankow Weissensee. In the following year, 481 knives and 3,009 dangerous objects were registered. However, the authors of the statistics point out that the increase in fines at this district court is due to more restrictive controls on admission. Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Green Party commented on the findings, quote, "These numbers frighten me over and over again. They make it clear how many people in Berlin are on the move with weapons. Therefore, the security framework concept for the judiciary has been developed." Behrendt says he sees it as his duty to give his colleagues in the courts the necessary protection. The camp on the shore of the Rummelsburger Bucht, close to the Ostkreuz, is not an official accommodation for the homeless. In December of last year, the camp was to be vacated and the matter was legally resolved. The homeless there lived in inhumane conditions, under tarpaulins, and in garbage. But then, Social Senator Elke Breitenbach and the mayor of Lichtenberg, Michael Grunst, both members of the Left Party, made the decision to tolerate the camp for the time being, as they didn't want to vacate it in the middle of winter. A meeting was held, including the Police and Ordnungsamt, employees of the Senate Social Administration, and of Karuna. Evacuation is not a solution, Senator Breitenbach said. And if social workers from Karuna visit the residents every day and look for individual ways out of homelessness with them, this is the better and more successful way. For 3 weeks now, social workers from Karuna, an institution for children and young people in need, have been looking after the residents of the camp. They bring them breakfast and coal for the small oven in the community tent. It's the only warm place. The social workers spend several hours in the camp talking to the 15 mostly young residents and offering them help. The camp is a special case, a political experiment of the city government, which clearly distinguishes itself from the rough treatment of the homeless, as practiced by the district mayor of Mitte, Stefan van Dassel. A few days ago, the Green politician had a homeless camp near the main railway station evacuated. He had asked for help from the police and city cleaning, but no social workers. Because of the eviction, there was much criticism of van Dassel and a fierce debate. Also because police officers had put a cloth over the head of a homeless woman and had taken her away. For self-protection, according to the police, as the woman had attacked the officers and was also said to have had lice. In the camp, the inhabitants know that they are safe. Helping instead of clearing. That's the motto there. There is currently no other homeless project of this kind in the city. As late as December, the camp looked like a dump. Then the residents cleaned up, the social workers set up mobile toilets, and provided a pavilion with an oven. Wooden pallets and insulating material are now under the tents to protect them from the cold. The residents now have warm sleeping bags and sleeping mats, and the tents are waterproof. Once a week, the residents and social workers meet for a plenary session. That's one side. Low-threshold offers, practical help, and good equipment so that no homeless person will freeze to death. Three people have already died outside in Berlin this winter, in a cold station on Moritzplatz, on a park bench in the Humboldthain, and in the ruins of the former Spaßbad Blub. But there's also a second side that the social workers in the camp take care of, and it is much more complicated. Social worker Lutz Müller-Bohlen says it is difficult and takes a long time for the young people in the camp to trust the social workers. Many are suspicious, initially rejecting advice and any help. The social worker knows this as Müller-Bohlen has already looked after the mentally ill and those in therapeutic facilities. And he added, quote, "We're not making demands, we're adjusting to their situation. And we don't tell people how life works. The most important thing is a sense of community. The inhabitants of the camp feel like they are part of a big family, although many of them have had bad experiences in their own families, and sometimes several weeks go by before someone starts talking about it, which is why, according to Müller-Bohlen, they need so much time." Berlin has arranged a total of 1,200 overnight accommodations for the homeless this winter. About 200 stay free every night, but most of them sleep outside or stay with friends and acquaintances. After all, 2,000 to 4,000 homeless people live in the city, and some aid organizations speak of up to 6,000. The Berlin Senate's initiative to re-communalize German housing assets has recently caused heated debates. A repurchase of 65,000 apartments, which the state of Berlin has sold off cheaply in times of acute shortage of money, has now become quite possible. It is sometimes forgotten that the six municipal housing companies, DGEWO, Gesobau, Gewobeg, Hawoga, WBM, and Stadt und Land have already acquired houses and apartments in recent years. According to the Senate Department for Urban Development and Housing, the companies acquired a total of 1,456 residential buildings, with 40,723 apartments in recent years as part of normal market activity, excluding the exercise of preemptive rights. In addition, there are 69 undeveloped plots of various sizes. The Hawoga acquired most of the apartments at 13,756, followed by Gewobeg at 10,012, DGEWO at 6,222, and Stadt und Land at 4,895. The Senate administration is silent about the costs of the purchases, stating that, quote, "such information is subject to trade secrecy because a public announcement may weaken the negotiating positions of the municipal housing companies." To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.